three, two, one. Good morning.
Good morning.
you guys are going to be fun. Hi. So let me read my little plug here. Today's podcast is brought to you by Urban Float, the premier flotation therapy spa in the Mid-Atlantic. Guests float in a sensory managed environment in 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts, which provide relief, stress management, recovery, and simply want to disconnect from an overconnected world. I just screwed that up. It's all right, though. 302-232-3141 to schedule your first float or use code FIRSTTIME at checkout when visiting urbanfloat.com. Urban Float is located next to where?
Next to Ocean Atlantic.
Hey, Rosenfeld. So it's working.
Rosenfeld's and Min's Bistro.
Yeah, it's have you guys floated? Have you tried it yet?
I want to.
I want to too, but I haven't. Yeah. Same.
So I think that's what a lot of people say. I actually, I bought my wife one for Mother's Day, and then she bought me one for Father's Day, and it is an amazing experience. And it's weird because ever since I've done this now, like we've been watching Stranger Things. Have you watched that?
Yeah.
Of course.
They float that little kid in a bath of salt.
Yeah, basically.
Right. It's like all these
it's a little different, I hope.
Well, I mean, not really, because they covered her goggles in tape. I mean, the idea is floating in blackness and
sensory deprivation.
Right? Yeah, I think the difference between there is they probably have adjusted temperature a little more. Because, you know, they do it at 93.5 degrees, which I'm like, well, that's a little cooler. But the idea is that you want to be the same temperature as the air, as the water, so you can't really tell the difference.
Sure.
So if the water was too warm, you would notice warmth below and cool, whatever. Anyway, that's our
sponsor. Sounds
cool. Yep. So good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Guys
well.
And guys and gals.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That would be me.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Alisa Titus. I'm the director of marketing at Shell Brothers.
And I'm Pat Gallagher. I'm on the marketing team at Shell Brothers. I do mostly video for Shell Brothers.
Nice.
And a bunch of other great things.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. Thanks for taking your time out this morning and sharing a little bit of it with me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
So what's going on? Because I think I reached out to you guys and see if you guys wanted to come on. Project Kudos.
Yes.
I've seen the truck. I've seen you guys doing some work, but I didn't really know what it was. And I thought, hey, if I don't know what it is, maybe other people don't. So I thought maybe you guys could come on and just give us shine a little light on it and explain what's going on with it. Because it sounds like it's a great idea.
Yeah, we love it, and we'd love to shine light on it.
Shine some light.
You want me to start, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I'm just going to make you the leader.
Oh, great.
If you want to let him be involved.
We both chat a lot. So
yeah, no, chat.
Yeah, we're good at tag teaming.
Yeah.
So Project Kudos is a initiative that Shell Brothers launched last August, officially, August 2018. And it kind of is based on a practice that we do in our company at Shell Brothers that we've done since the company started. We have monthly company meetings, which they've had. Pat and I haven't been there 15 years. I'd like to pretend that we both aren't old enough for that, but it's not really true in my case.
Has it been 15 years? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
A little more, actually. And so they had company meetings even when they were, you know, just a fledgling company. And Chris Shell, our boss, would give kudos and praise to people who've done a great job in the company. And he invites everyone else to do the same. So this has been something we've been doing forever, basically, since the inception of the company. And we decided, and I'll let Pat tell the video story, the Project Kudos, how we kind of really decided to launch this as a real initiative, because we had this little nugget of an idea, and I think Pat...
Yeah, so a lot of our marketing, as I'm sure you're aware, is kind of based on our culture as mm-hmm. a company and spreading happiness. So we were kind of tasked with coming up with a new company culture message, you know, campaign.
So what was the old message?
Just building happiness. I mean, that's kind of been like our tried and tested, you know.
I think it's also been a little bit like, you know, let's party.
Yeah. That's part of it. But, you know, that's
we play hard and work hard.
That's very internal. And it doesn't resonate quite as deeply with people in the community. You know, we like to think that, above all, we're out to make each other happy and make the community happy.
I don't have a problem with that either. I think that's fine. But I like the idea of a new kind of theme because, you know, we all are getting older.
Sure.
It's true.
I mean, I retired my partying a while back. I mean, I just I had to save some for you guys. But, yeah, you know, yeah. I think it's a great message.
We also wanted to do something that, you know, kids could kind of connect to. And mm-hmm. that's kind of been a main mission of Project Kudos, is going to different elementary schools, middle schools, and sharing this idea. But the kind of kickoff of all of this was a video where we gave each other, all in the company, random kudos. So you didn't know who it was coming from. And then on camera, you read back those kudos. And we kind of captured these very genuine reactions to these nice things that people were saying about you. And we made that into a video and a commercial of people just basically smiling and feeling really good.
Do you think it's hard? One of the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about this is it's difficult to give people kudos. It's uncomfortable sometimes to praise a person.
Yeah, I think that in a lot of company cultures, it's almost a sign of weakness showing appreciation for somebody, because you're basically saying, oh, this person might be better than me. And that's never been the case at Shell Brothers. I've been there for 4 years. It's the only job I've had since I graduated college. So I'm kind of used to it. But a lot of times when people come from other companies, they express this idea that, like, this is really a team. It's not just something we put in a brochure about being a team. We all help each other out across divisions. We help each other with every little thing. And we appreciate each other for that.
But I mean, for some people, it's tough to just say, you know, that. Like you said, it may be a sign of weakness. So, I mean, it's great when you kind of implement something that, I guess, not maybe forces is the wrong word, but, you know, requires someone to, like, give kudos.
And I think it's funny at Shell Brothers, because we don't feel forced. I mean, we have Project Kudos stickers in the office, and we all give them out freely to one another.
And I don't mean forced. What I'm saying is, like, you know, I'll have my son come over here and shampoo people.
Right.
And so the idea of touching a person is like, wow. It's
no,
just
that's
bizarre.
True. Right.
But once he's done it and he realizes he's not going to explode into flames, and they aren't either, you know, but that's a weird, you know, it's, I don't know if it's how we're raised. I don't know. But I think it's awesome. I think it's great, because I think a lot of people, it's like walking down the street and, you know, you'll walk by somebody. Do you say good morning to every person you walk by?
I try to always say good morning
to
Starbucks people. I told the guy at Starbucks the other day he had a nice smile.
Right. So, but that's,
I think that is part of our company culture too. And that makes me remind myself to do that when I'm not just at work.
Yeah. I think, don't misread me. I think it's terrific. I love it. I think there's a lot of people out there that would like to be a little bit more open with folks and say, you know, hey, good morning.
Yeah.
You know, you look great today. It's a great hat, you know, but we're like, oh, well, I'm not going to say anything. Just keep to ourselves. So I like it.
I like to think that it's also indicative of this area, you know, slower, lower Delaware. At least growing up here, it was always like you're waving at everybody going down the street. You're saying hello, good morning to, you know, whoever's in the grocery store that morning. And we really embrace this community as a company and want people to continue to make that a reality here, even with new people moving to the area.
Well, and I think we spend a big portion of time, you know, promote local. You know, that was a big thing. But that's kind of, you know, we've got that. We picked up that message. The thing that I've been listening to and talking about a lot is cooperation over competition. And you just kind of mentioned it. You know, when a small business opens and then another small business opens, it's, you know, another builder opens, you're like, oh my God, you know, maybe not now, but maybe in the beginning you're like, oh geez, another builder, you know, whereas before you'd be like, you know, what can we do to beat them? It's like, you know, let's send them a fruit basket. What can we do to help you guys succeed? So cooperation over competition, and now Project Kudos, you know, letting people know they're doing a good job. I think it's all great.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, back to your point about sometimes it being difficult to give somebody kudos, traditionally, we had only done it in front of the whole group at company meetings, and that can be intimidating for some people to stand up in front of 200 people and give somebody kudos. So we wanted to create a lot of alternative ways to give kudos. So mm-hmm. you can give somebody a sticker and leave it on their desk. You can send them a kudos email. You can give them, we have business cards where you can write kudos. So we wanted to make sure that people, even your introverts and the people that are a little, you know, wary with public speaking, had a way to appreciate their team members and their coworkers, their friends, their families, and other local businesses.
Yeah, it's, I love it. I think we've gotten away from that. Yeah. So I think it's a great thing to start doing. I mean, we've forgotten to say thank you. We've forgotten to tell people they do a great job. You know, I think in a small community like we live in, we almost have to do it, you know, because, you know, we are Rehoboth or we are Lewis, and we are inundated with a ton of people that keep us going. But once that, you know, fall and winter and it slows down, you know, we still have to take care of ourselves. We have to kind of regroup and survive through the winter. And it's nice when, especially when we have so many businesses, you know, it's nice to recognize the ones that are doing a great job. I don't recognize the ones that are doing a bad job. I don't point them out, I like to talk about the ones that are doing a great job.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's better to promote the positivity than, you know, linger on the negative stuff about the area.
So talk about this truck. So what is this truck doing? Is it like traveling?
It's a school bus.
Okay, that's a school bus.
Yes, it's a black full-size school bus that we are decorating with positive vibes. So we go visit various places. It's been all over every weekend this summer, which is really cool. We've been to, like, you know, 5Ks and festivals, to the state park, to some businesses, and we invite people to come out and just spread positivity. I mean, that's the goal. Come out, write a sticker, share it with, you know, share it on social media, send a text to your friend, so you're, you know, telling someone unexpected that they're that you appreciate them. And we renovated the school bus in the off season, so it's a Kudos lounge inside now, which is really
cool. You got shellified.
It's beautiful.
We did, yeah.
There's a bar in there too, so
oh boy,
that's nice. But
good job.
When we go to like the YMCA, it's stocked with candy.
Candy.
No alcohol involved.
No, the YMCA, no candy. No sugar.
Okay, maybe
sugar free.
Healthy candy.
Yeah. There you go.
Trail mix.
Granola. Well, you know, is there anything healthy anymore? It almost seems like healthy is not eating at all.
Stock it with lettuce, maybe in the future. I don't know.
Well, I've seen and I've looked at your Facebook page. You know, as a guy doing a podcast, you know, I'm trying to be trying to help. So I looked at your Facebook page. It looks like you do a lot of stuff with kids, which I think is great, and I think it's great that you start there. You know. Kids, you know, they're getting crazy, right? It's just a crazy time.
It is.
I own three.
I do too.
And, you know, it's tough as a parent. I have no problem giving my kids kudos because, you know, same. I love them so much. But, you know, when you say, hey, good job, they, you know, they don't say thank you. So, you know, it's a great, and as the, you know, the relationship with me and my kids, you know, it's what it is. But when somebody else comes in a big black bus, loaded with candy, like, hey, you know, the message is being passed on. And is that where you start, or is it just?
I mean,
it's a good place to start.
Right.
The idea is to, it's for everybody. It's not just for kids, but I think that it's important to teach kids at a young age to be able to show gratitude for different people in their lives. And then also, to your point, accept gratitude, you know, be able to say, oh, well, thank you. Like, that means a lot to me. So we've been going to a lot of schools in the school year,
right?
And it's just really cool to see all the thoughtful kudos that these kids write out. Like, they're not just doing it to slap a sticker on the bus, you know.
What's some of the? Are there
any that
stand
out?
Good
ones.
Oh man, we've had some great ones. You know, to Sally for being my best friend. That's just an example. Yeah. But it's cool to see kids give them to other kids in the school or to
even
teachers.
We've seen a lot of teachers, which I think is really cool.
To the custodial staff, to grandparents, to parents,
to siblings,
of
to
course,
coaches.
A couple Fortnite ones.
thank you, Fortnite.
Yeah.
You're my favorite.
Awesome.
and we don't
Minecraft.
Yeah, we don't say no to that. We're like, you know, if you're appreciative of something, feel free to give kudos to that. We get a lot of dog kudos.
Oh, a lot.
So to
and
my,
beach
my
kudos.
Dog and to the beach, yes.
To the waves.
To the waves.
Love the waves.
I think it's really fun when you know, after an event's over, you kind of take a look and take a step back and read everything that everyone wrote. And they are really thoughtful, and people put energy and time into thinking about what they appreciate. So I think one of the cool things, the cool outcomes about the bus is it makes people walk away with this feeling of gratitude around them for the people that they know, you know, and
attitude of gratitude.
Correct.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's hard to find that sometimes.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's summertime. Do you guys head down to the state park? I mean, is it a campaign that works more during the year on the off season? Are you guys 24/7? Is this just going to be for 2019? Because, you know, one thing I love about Shell, you know, you always got something going on.
We do. You know, we have tons of crazy ideas.
It's another project. You know, I Preston was on.
Yeah.
We saw that. Podcast. That's nice. And, great.
I cornered him in Wawa. And I'm like, I said, you know, come on my podcast. He's like, well, if you want to talk about land, I can come on. I go, I'm not even smart enough to talk about land. I just thought we'd talk about like Firefly and coffee. And he's like, all right, I can do that. And he was one of my favorite guests.
Yeah.
You know, the reason for the podcast is to humanize things. You know, we see the bus. We see Shell Brothers. You know, what's the bridge takes us to the bus? You know, what's the kind of thinking? You know, who comes together? I think was fun to have Preston on because we know Shell and we know Preston, but we don't know the bridge between. And it, you know, the podcast kind of humanized him a little bit, and he had fun. I was totally appreciative of him. Maybe him being on allowed you guys to come on, or he was like, you know, when you send in your kid and see if it's good, and then once you find out it's safe, you come in. But, you know, what is something like that? I mean, do you guys get together at the beginning of the year? Is this who came up with the idea?
So it was kind of born out of our marketing team. We're the purveyors of crazy ideas, I think.
Do you find that
Shell Brothers?
Do you find inside the company that like it was something that was going on? It was happening maybe on the positive. A lot of people were giving each other kudos, and you're like, let's spread this across the land.
I think the cool thing for me is we Pat made this amazing commercial, and the side effect of the amazing commercial was everyone got emails sent to them that were positive sentiments about them at work from other people, and it was all random. We did a pretty good job of like saying, hey, Sally, these are the three things people said about you. And it was like really kind of delightful to read that email and open that up. And then when we produced the commercial and we aired the commercial, we had a meeting with Google Analytics one day. It was just like a weekly, monthly meeting with them, and they literally thought something was broken because so many people had viewed this commercial.
Nice.
And it was like a spike in all of our commercials that we had ever created. So it was, you know, one of our most watched commercials of all time. And we as a team got together and said, okay, wait a second. This resonates with people. Like, clearly this is something that people are interested in. They're not skipping through it. They're watching the whole thing. What do we do next? You know, right. we can't let this go. And that's kind of when Project Kudos as an initiative was born. And that was probably in January of 2018.
Yeah.
Right?
Beginning of the last year.
Right. So we're a year and a half into the project. We did a lot of groundwork and legwork and kind of came up with this crazy idea of this bus and the cool thing. Chris Shell's our boss, not Preston. And he, usually we go to him with crazy ideas and he's like, okay, do it.
Yeah.
So
either that or he'll make it crazier.
He's big on like, yes, but even bigger. Yeah.
Nice. I haven't asked him to come on the podcast. I'm afraid.
We'll get him on here.
We'll get him on here.
Chris, if you're
it was hard to give. It was scary. I had to build up my courage just to get Preston. And then when he said yes, I was like, oh, brother.
No, they're both like super approachable. And
no, and I know that now. But you know,
really nice.
And I cut his dad's hair. I've cut his dad's hair for a long time. I haven't seen him this year. He may have moved on, but that's fine. I tried to get him on the podcast.
He tried to get Joe on too.
He tried to, but so yeah, maybe we can get Chris on. They seem very cool, very approachable. So, you know, they make me think that they'll come on the podcast. That's how approachable they seem.
Would.
So yeah. That's fun. It's fun to have a guy like that that gets behind stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Pat said, sometimes we'll knock on his door and say, "Hey, we have an idea," and he's like, "Yes. But do it times 10. So we've done a lot of cool things. This is probably one of the coolest, the Project Kudos initiative, because it just feels so great to spread positivity. You know, it feels really good.
I'd ask if you'd had any kudos in response, but I'm sure you have. I'm sure a lot of people have said.
Yeah.
It's one big thank you.
It is. Yeah. There's a bunch of kudos on the bus that are to us, or we have a kind of gal who represents us each weekend. Her name's Shaira. She's amazing. And there's a lot of kudos on the bus for Shaira. She has this kind of positive spirit surrounds her, and she's the perfect kind of front person for Project Kudos.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's good with the kids and like getting people excited and involved, and you know, just kind of being peppy and excited about the whole message. So,
do you want to talk about shooting the commercial? Because it sounds like it's, and I haven't seen it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I'm going to look at it. Yeah. And I love that stuff.
Do you know listened to every episode of your podcast.
You have?
No, I haven't.
Gotcha.
I almost got a tear.
I did listen to the full Preston one. I did really enjoy that.
Well, do you know Rob Waters?
Sure.
I would imagine you're friends with Rob.
I'm not personally friendly with Rob. I haven't met him, but I'm aware of
you guys would get along.
I've done stuff with him in the past.
Rob's a great guy. Yeah. And he, you know, I love, you know, Rob was a bit, you know, I don't know if you ever knew Matt Haley, but Rob used to shoot these cool little videos with Matt that he'd be just like hanging out and just the way he would add the music. And I was like, I became a huge fan of Rob Waters with that stuff.
Do you know what? I remember those videos and they are very feel and spirit similar to the first Project Kudos commercial.
Yeah.
Actually.
So it's kind of, you know, like, you know, like
very authentic.
Matt was great. Obviously Matt was a great guy. Yes. He had a great, you know, presence and that was a big part of the video, but Rob would just do some cool stuff, you know, and it was very inspiring to me. I ended up doing like a vlog. I used to do drones footage. Me and Rob went to drone school together. He was on, we just started the second season of the podcast. He's my first guest. He's been on twice. He's just a great guy, and he does some great stuff with video. And it can make or break a video. I mean, so it sounds like you have hit one out of the park. Do you want to talk about filming it? Some of your past, your experience in filming stuff?
Yeah, sure. So I actually...
Because I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too. I could talk about it all day.
I'm a big camera guy. And I like drones and I like cameras and I love junk.
I love my drones. I love my cameras. I grew up locally and I went to Sussex Tech High School.
Okay.
And that's kind of where I first dabbled in video, in their media broadcasting program. Went to college for it and then had my first internship with Shell Brothers for a summer. And then after I graduated, they invited me back full time.
They said, good job.
They said, good job.
They gave you kudos.
Yeah. Kudos, Pat. We'd like to have you back full time. And I, you know, not to diss my field, but it is kind of a challenging field to, you know, right out of college, get a full time job. And I knew I didn't want to move to LA or New York or anything like that.
Well, it's one of those fields that, it's photography. You know, I can do it almost with the phone.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, people that are well-versed in the mediums, they consider, and a lot of people don't recognize that in the finished product, but subconsciously, these messages are kind of being conveyed. But back to the, you know, Project Kudos story, it was probably the simplest commercial I've ever done.
It was simple, but very effective.
I wanted it to be simple because the focus of the commercial was the expressions on these people's faces.
Yeah.
So back blackdrop, you know, lit person in the center of the frame, and they would just read off the kudos that they had gotten, and then I asked them to like look up at the camera as they were reading, and some people, you know, just couldn't stop smiling. Mm-hmm. Some people teared up. Some people laughed. And that was basically it. You know, it was very simple but effective, I think, because people and people's faces can be the absolute best conveyor of emotion.
Well, and one thing I noticed about Shell Brothers is they make you feel, they do a great job with taking average people and making them part of a company like Shell, which is huge, you know, it's a big deal, you know, but kind of humanizing it a little bit. You know, they tend to take like just normal, you know, I see the billboards, you know, we bought a house, you know, it's just, it could be my neighbors, just regular people, but they're still involved. And I think that especially like a commercial, you know, I always say my favorite bands are the bands that I can sing along with that I feel like I could be the fifth member. You know, I'm not digging bands where if I sing along and I just sound terrible, you know, so... And it's, you know, and I think those simple kind of commercials, and it takes a special guy to be able to capture that, you know, because some people can overcomplicate simple.
Yeah, I'm a very simplicity, you know, is kind of king for me. I used to, you know, in college mess around with a lot of effects and transitions.
Right.
But that was kind of my experimental phase, I guess you'd
say.
Well,
and one of the things that I loved about some of the great things that Rob would do, because I'm like, I could do that. You know, I feel like I'm good enough that I could do that, but I clearly couldn't. You know, there's an eye to some of that stuff. And that's, I have not seen the commercial, and I apologize, but I will look at it. And from just the description that you just gave me, I can already picture it. And it sounds like it's really awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And you can find a bunch of his commercials on our Shell Brothers website. Shellbrothers.com, and you go to videos and photos, and there's a ton of stuff there. And then projectkudos.com has all of our kudos-related things. So,
how's it been being in charge? Are you just the guy in charge of the video for Shell Brothers?
Kind of.
Yes, he is. Yes.
How's that? How long have you been doing that?
So when I first started, I wasn't necessarily like the top guy. Jeremy Bell, who you may know, I don't know.
I don't know if I know him.
Great guy. He does a lot of our website and also our innovations team. But I just knew that I'm a very, like, I want my hands on a project.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just kind of taking on full commercials by myself, because I wanted to do them from pre-production all the way through post-production by myself. And ever since then, I've kind of just been doing...
Is that because you just want to make sure you have control of the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, I mean, you can do some pretty amazing stuff and then turn it over and have somebody edit it.
Yeah.
Not so great.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Some stuff, you know, we have a lot of video content that in addition to commercials, and we have this great guy, Tyler, that, you know, helps, and he edits pretty much all of our community tour videos and more of our marketing side of things, aside from, you know, some of the stuff I do. But I think we both kind of work best when we take it from the beginning to the end, just because that vision kind of stays consistent all the way through. And we collaborate, definitely. But sometimes, you know, it's just you feel strongly about something. You don't want to let somebody else touch your baby. You know?
Yeah. No, I get it. I've had three babies.
Yeah.
I didn't want them touching my baby.
Exactly. So it's been really cool. I mean, it's a great company to work for. And like I said, it's the only full-time job I've ever had.
What are you, 17?
Something 20, like 25. That.
Well, 25. And I just did a podcast with somebody this morning, and we were talking about, you know, the times are changing, and they're changing quick. And it's like for a guy, and I'm 50, you know, I've always felt like I've got my finger on the pulse of, you know, social media and all this stuff. But there's now this new, you know, this Facebook Live or this Instagram Live or all these live stuff. And you and I probably look at it and go, oh, that's silly.
We try to figure it out. I make them figure it out for me.
Right.
My
but
team,
that's,
and then
it's now, it's getting, I mean, I was watching this thing on this other guy's podcast about this young driver who was coming up through NASCAR, and she started off in the truck series or the, you know, the midgets and all this stuff. But her, she's a woman race car driver, which is awesome. You know, I feel like that whole sport is missing that. But her thing is, you know, like, you know, she does Facebook Live on, you know, she talks about practice. She talks about, you know, testing, the race. She's just, and she has a huge fan base. And it's all, she's doing all these little things that, speaking for myself, look a little silly. You know, if I'm like, hey guys, it's Tom on Facebook Live, you know, it feels weird. But this younger generation, and how old are you?
I'm 25.
So you're young, but it's happening so fast, you can almost... I mean, so does Shell Brothers do, does Project Kudos do things with Facebook Live?
I mean, we've done a few things. We just had the conversation yesterday. Was it yesterday? That we need to do more.
It seems like the direction now.
I think that, you know, younger people are digesting content so much differently than you and I did.
Right.
You know, I mean, my kids are not going to sit down and even watch a 30-minute show anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're watching YouTube. They're watching 2-minute
all
videos.
They watch is YouTube, and I'm like, here, why I got YouTube on the big TV. No, I'd rather watch it on this little phone.
And then they pull, you know,
the
they don't like it, and they flip out to something else. So I think, you know, we've been adapting, you know, as a company with our marketing too, and saying, you know, okay, we need less words and video, but short snippets of video. And, you know, is anyone watching a 12-minute long video? I don't know anymore.
Well, and that's the other thing that's got to be a challenge is you're really the way things are. It's almost we have to target like little kids. You know,
right.
14-year-old kids, but 12, 14-year-old kids aren't buying houses.
I think the world's full of information overload right now, too. So even people who are 55 plus, you know, we have people call us all the time and say, you know, why do you keep sending me this email? And it's like a Google ad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even know what they're looking at, but they're being barraged with all this content.
Yep.
And, you know, so I think our job as marketers is to figure out, you know, compelling content that gets you to stop and take a minute and look. And I think Project Cooters is one of the ways that we've really done that.
No, and I agree.
Know,
I
mean, people are like, wait, what is that? And they take a minute and actually try to figure it out.
Well, and there's also a part that almost says, oh, this isn't about houses. This is about just making the planet better.
Right.
But and then I remember, it is marketing, I guess. Right.
Well, I mean, this is true and authentic, and we think it's a great way to talk about our brand.
And I didn't mean to
and
say
not,
that
you know,
it wasn't,
relate but it to just you buying a house.
Right. But it, yeah. And I like the idea of, you know, let's just make the planet a little bit better one
right.
kudos at a time. So you're new to, you're not, I mean, you're a little bit new to this.
To the Shell Brothers, yes.
Right.
Yes. I'm just hit my 2-year mark.
Because I have a client of mine who's a friend of yours, and I won't mention his name, but he's like, you know, I guess you worked with him.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Randy Reynolds.
Oh, I love Randy. Right. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's always
good buddy
like,
of mine.
You know, because this is, you know, I do all sorts of crap. I have a hair right. salon. I do all, you know,
yeah.
and she's always, yeah, I got a friend over there, Shell Brothers. You can give her a call. I'm like, oh, really? Who? What's that? And I was like, eh. But, you know, so
yes.
he's a big fan of yours.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Randy's as well.
I know it's just a couple years. How's it going? I mean,
it's going great. Yeah, I love it.
Having
I
a lot of
it.
Fun?
I am. I mean, you know, when I got hired, it was very weird because I said to my boss, you know, I don't really know anything about home building.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't care. You'll figure it out. And it took a minute. But I'm definitely, I love in my spot. One of the things that's been really helpful is, you know, my team, Pat, and we have 10 other team members, and they're incredibly talented and incredibly bright, and they make me look good every day, which is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. And we are really great at collaborating, and you know, someone has one idea, and at the end it's, I think, usually like this really badass idea that we came up with, and that's the end result. And so that's been really, really fun, and I'm always amazed at Chris's ability to amass this team of incredibly bright and dedicated people and then retain them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that I've loved so much. You know, everyone has this. I'm super entrepreneurial. I mean, when I worked with Randy, obviously I was not in an entrepreneurial role. I was working for the school district.
Right.
But I come from, you know, owning my own business for years. So there's this underlying entrepreneurial spirit at Shell Brothers that I just love. And so I think I found my spot, I think.
And it seems like you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you, anybody go to Firefly?
We yes. did.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
Do you remember
I had an old person. I had an Pat had a young person good time. I had an old person good time.
I had an old person good time.
Yes.
Well, what day, did you go Friday?
I went Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.
I went the whole weekend.
Hey, did you like Panic at the Disco?
It was cool, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
I'm a huge fan. Well, you know, I have kids, and we take the
yes.
kids now.
Nice.
I noticed there wasn't a big Shell Brothers footprint, though, this year. Seemed a little more...
Really?
Well, usually there's, like, Shell Town.
We had the Shelter.
The Shelter. I saw the Shelter.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, which is... That's not a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just was wondering, you know, can you focus on, like, is this something we're focusing on different this year? Is less Firefly? You know, I think even when Preston was on, he felt like maybe the lineups were getting a little less exciting.
Yeah.
I thought I had a fantastic, I loved, one of my favorite things about Firefly is that there's clearly bands that we're aware of, but there's clearly bands that I'm not aware of. And there was a band called The Naked Party. I don't know if you saw them. They were over at the Pandora stage. And there was another band called The Record Company who played the Firefly stage kind of around maybe 4 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
They were amazing. So it's not just the bands, obviously, that we're familiar with, but there's a lot of new bands.
Up and comers. Right.
Yeah. So I have another video for you to watch.
Okay.
It's our last year's Firefly video.
Nice.
It's a full 12-minute recap of the whole experience through Shell Brothers. It's incredible what, you know, Chris does for his employees that weekend. It's my favorite weekend of the year.
Well, when I was in the VIP section, and I think you guys are in the VIP plus, I said I want to go work for Shell Brothers.
Yeah. It's hard not to want to work
How
for
do
us
I get
on
in
that,
that
weekend. Yeah.
That spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible
That just
experience.
Goes to, you know, being able to retain awesome people is, you know, having awesome experiences all throughout the year. I'd say, you know, some of my, you know, top 10 most fun nights of every year
of life,
yeah, maybe, are with my coworkers, and it it really is like we're friends. It's not, you know, just something we put on our website. Like these people go over to each other's houses for barbecues and, you know, weddings and, you know, whatever else is happening in somebody's family. It really is like a collection of just really, really good friends.
Yeah. No, I don't never work there, but it looks awesome. I
mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I had a love Firefly. I haven't gone every year, but I've gone for the last three and just had such a great time. But I didn't see a lot of, I felt like there was like a whole shell town last year. Like that whole,
we had more people than had ever been before. This year
our tiki bar was bigger.
We had more RVs.
We had two more RVs than last year.
You just missed it.
I missed
we
it.
We were there.
Well, we got, you know, it was weird. We didn't stay for the weekend. I only go for one night because I take my son David, and he brought his buddy Oliver. But we buy the VIP because it's just a little friendlier as far as for children. Cause,
sure.
Right.
You know, the first year I took him, we saw 21 Pilots, and there was a lot of pot smoke. And I was like, oh, geez. And my kid was like, he's anti all smoke.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, he's lightened up a bit.
How old is he?
He's going to be 14.
Oh. Okay.
He's lightened up a bit. I mean, he's not, doesn't promote smoking, but he's not laying in the fetal position on the ground with the gas mask hands on. But, you know, the VIP, that was the first year we went, we were just in the general admission. It was a little much. The VIP allows us to, you know, give them a little bit of a break.
That's cool.
A lot less people dressed in just netting. And
I forgot about that. Last year was the first time I went with Shaw Brothers, and I texted him. I'm like, do you think people's mothers saw them go out of the house this morning?
I said, it's a music festival.
Relax. He told me to relax.
Where's the website you find the rules for festivals? Because
there are no rules.
I was never introduced to the rules, and apparently there's a whole thing.
So I think the only rules they have are about backpacks and liquor.
No, but I mean, what is...
You mean like you can wear netting and glitter as clothing?
Yeah, and I see a lot of gentlemen, guys, dressed in pretty odd... Like, you would only do that for the festival. Is there, like, a place I can go find, like, what's acceptable at the festival?
I think you make it up.
I think it's more of a you ask for forgiveness, not permission kind of thing, you know?
After.
You just wear whatever you want and see what happens.
I took, we went up to Brooklyn. I took my son up there to see, a client had given me tickets to see 21 Pilots up there, and he's a big 21 Pilots. So I took him up there. Him and my wife went, and because we only had two tickets, and I had seen him. And I was standing there after the show waiting for him outside, and I just was so dorky. I couldn't, like, I was so old dad, you know?
That's so me. I'm old mom.
It's so bad. I'm, like, trying to lean on the wall. I'm, like, I felt like my T-shirt was frumpy. I just was like, oh, this is bad.
Way too much clothing on.
Yeah, way too much clothing. And I felt kind of like that at Firefly. I was like, oh. It shouldn't be VIP. It should be just, I'm old and I need to be out of the way. There we go.
No, but
don't be with us.
That's really cool that, you know, you take your son to those types of things because I think it's important for them to have those experiences and be surrounded with all different types of people and age groups and ways of life. I had a buddy growing up, and when we were 13, 14, his dad took us to our first music festival up on Liberty Island. And it was just like a mind-blowing experience for 13, 14-year-olds.
And you turned out fine. Look at you. You work for Show Brothers.
Yeah, I'm all right.
He's
I'm
all right.
It's weird. It's, you know, and I won't... It's as a parent, you try... You know, I always say this. You try to keep away the homeless or the crazies, you know, away from your my precious children. But I know, you know, I was... the worst influence I ever met was my dad's boss's son, who we invited in. But he's the guy that's like, let's go in the liquor cabinet. Let's try this.
Yeah.
I'm like, and those are the guys you invite in, and you try to keep away all the bad people. So, you know, it's what we think is bad isn't always bad, and what we think is good isn't always good.
And I think if your kids see everything, they can process good and bad decisions better.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I think exposure is important. Same. Well, we're in luck. I have three daughters.
Exposure is one thing. Exposed is another. And there's a lot of exposed up at that Firefly.
Yeah.
How old are your other kids? You said you had three.
I have. David's going to be 14. Sam just turned 8. And Teresa just turned 7.
Awesome.
They're not going to Firefly.
No, not yet.
I'd take Sam. My wife's like, no, it's not going.
It's a little much, I think, for...
He loves music. He's a big music fan.
I guess if he hangs with you the whole time.
He's not going. I'm not even, I agree. It's too much. Well, you know, honestly, my issue would be he would be bored. He'd be like, you know, because, you know, it's fun. David and his buddy Oliver, they got on the rail at 3 o'clock for TLC.
Oh, that's so nice. Cool.
And no, they got on the rail at TLC, not for TLC, because they
didn't
wanted
know who
to get
TLC
on the rail.
Was.
Right. But they were there until midnight, 12:30. And I've said to people, I go, you know, kids these days, they're not committed to music like I was. You know, we had records. You know, we used to put the record on and the record played. We didn't have fast forward. We didn't just, you know, we didn't buy one song. But I tell you what, these kids these days, they are dedicated probably even a little more. And David and I, he has a cell phone, but we share our photos. Everything he takes comes on my photos. And he was more excited about meeting the photographers that were taking pictures of the band. So they got all these great pictures of the photographers, you know, these selfies with these guys, cool. These photographers, these professional rock photographers.
Yeah.
And, but I'm looking through these, I'm like, these kids are totally dedicated, way more than I was. I would have never stood on the rail for 7 hours like they did. So
you might have when you were 14.
Yeah, I might have, but it's been a great experience for having. And I would think, though, you know, Sam would be like, I gotta go, I'm gonna do it, we're gonna do it, and we'd get there, and after about an hour, he'd be like, when are we leaving?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why.
Right.
8-year-olds don't go.
I think it's wise.
And then there's a few more reasons.
Too. Yeah.
The pot smokes in there.
Yeah, just a few.
So what's next for the big black bus rolling down Hovith Avenue? Do you have a plan of attack?
Yeah.
I will say that I saw the bus parked one place.
Where'd you see it?
I think it was parked over at like a real estate agent office next to, by where the bait and tackle place used to be.
Maybe it was broken down there for a minute. Oh,
sure. Here, pull this down a little bit, Alyssa, so we can hear you. Do you have a plan, or is this, what's the plan?
We do. It's out and about every weekend.
Is there a place we can find the Kudos schedule?
Yes. Go to projectkudos.com. At the bottom of the page is the schedule. We're pretty much out and about every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, most Sundays. It's escaping me everywhere we'll be this week. I meant to check before I left and I didn't.
That's okay.
We're going to be in the Dewey.
The Summer Vibes Fest.
And the parade with the Clydesdales next Wednesday night, which is July 24th.
Awesome. Be prepared for a traffic jam.
Right. So we'll be there.
Traffic warning next Wednesday.
Summer Vibes Fest is really fun. That's where we launched Project Kudos last year.
Yeah. So
where's that?
Before we had the... It's on the beach in Dewey. It's okay. A Pro-Am skim competition.
Oh, okay.
That's put on every year. And it's centered on Salisbury Street. And I believe it's August 9th through 11th, 12th maybe. But basically, it's a big Pro-Am skim competition where a lot of different, you know, local vendors and businesses come down to sponsor the event. We're one of the major sponsors as we were last year. But rather than Shell Brothers be the major sponsor, we branded as Project Kudos because it's mostly, you know, kids.
Right.
So we're going to have a whole Kudos Cabana area, which will house some of the food vendors. So we're going to set up some tables and hammocks and chairs and kind of just like a cool little
mini firefly,
lots of palm trees.
Nice.
And that is where we launched it last year. And we had two big boards where people could put stickers. And that was before we had the bus.
Right.
And after that event, we were like, we need an easier way to take the boards places. Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, why not just make a bus into a mobile board?
I think it was you.
Yeah, well, I don't like to take credit for my ideas. So.
Humble.
It was him.
Attitude of.
And I was like,
humbleness.
Oh man, how am I going to get this one by?
Well, at first I suggested like a transit, like a converted van, like something not too big.
And then we got to a bus.
And then we got to a full-size school bus. So
nice.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's a cool bus.
We were contemplating bringing it here this morning, and then some stuff got in the way, and we need to make sure we have a driver.
Am I not good enough for the bus?
No, you totally are.
You are.
We can bring it another
time. I would have loved,
sure.
You know what? I'd have had another tier, because that would have been very cool, because I didn't even think about the bus, bringing the bus.
We wanted to bring the bus, but the bus
unfortunately, we didn't think about it until like yesterday afternoon, but yeah, it's kind of, you have to get a CDL driver and all this other stuff to kind of move it around. Funny story, we have a division in Richmond. I don't know if you
It's a kind of funny story.
I didn't know that.
Aware of that.
Shell Brothers division in Richmond?
We launched 3 years ago, I believe.
Nice.
And the bus was actually down there once before.
Before it was renovated.
Yeah. The outside was painted, but we went to how many different?
We went to 6 schools that day,
right? We went to 6 public schools in Chesterfield County, which is where a lot of our operations are down there. And then we tried taking it down, what was it?
A couple weeks ago,
about a month ago, after it had been renovated. And I said...
Back down to Richmond?
Yeah. The weather was a lot hotter.
It's about four hours?
Four
or
and a half.
Yeah, and the bus a little longer, maybe.
Yeah. But I said, I want to be on that maiden voyage. I want to be on that bus. So
right.
It was like 8 of us on the bus.
Not me, thank gosh.
And the bottles are rattling around and the bar stools are rattling.
Candy.
Yeah, the candy's
rattling.
Candy's flying
out the
windows.
That was the worst of our problems until we started overheating. There was a crack in the coolant tank.
So, radiator.
Yeah, in the radiator.
So radiator.
Which was not a big deal. However, it was on that very day.
Yeah, we had to stop at a couple different mechanics on the way down.
Nobody drives a school bus 4 hours. They're for 1 hour little stints of getting the kids, taking them to school, and then resting.
Well, we like to do what nobody else does.
Yeah, I think it's going to go the distance now.
Yeah, I think now it's all tip-top shape.
We have a couple of schools in Wilmington we're going to in September.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
and the buses, if you go on, like I said, projectkudos.com,
you can see the inside. The inside is really,
really neat.
Really cool. And actually, Elisa's husband was the one who did pretty much all of that work.
Right. It was really cool.
Maybe you guys can start doing live Facebook Live from the bus.
We are going to.
Yeah.
That's on the agenda for this weekend.
We actually put together about a week ago a big strategy for how to better utilize social media for Project Kudos. Just because we've been so focused on the scheduling and the logistics of everything that we haven't really been thinking about the marketing aspect as much. So some things are going to be changing. It's going to be exciting. Follow, Project Kudos on Instagram, Facebook, and we'll have some live vlogs going. And
Twitter.
We don't have Twitter.
Not doing Twitter.
Isn't that funny?
It's yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
I mean, I used to use Twitter when I worked with Randy quite a bit.
We've just never been a Twitter company for some reason.
Because it's a free for all.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of a lot of hate.
I was gonna say, I think it's a public forum for a lot of.
I'd say that's where the chicken shits are.
Yeah,
because people
politics and things
and
like
they
that,
and they pile on, and Shell Brothers, they've always, you always have someone that says, oh, they're too big or something, and it's like they just do a great job. I mean, if you do a great job, you're going to be around, right?
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Right.
And I can say one thing about Shell Brothers: they're always doing something new, and it's always something kind
Definitely
of fun.
Are.
They get involved, like it or not. And Twitter's I didn't do Twitter for a while, but when I started doing this podcast, I started posting them on there. And if someone badmouths me or hurts my feelings, I'm deleting it. But until then, I'll put it out there.
Sounds like a good idea.
Well, it's. It's a big boy, big boy, big girl. There's some mean people out there, and you just have to be ready. I remember I launched a website once, and I launched it, and all of a sudden people started coming on it, and I was like, oh, my God, it's like you're opening the front door to your house, and they're coming in. And
they have things to say.
Yeah, and it was a little weird, but that's kind of the world that we live in these days.
I think our attitude is just kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
I always tell my daughters that, too. I'm like, if someone's mean, just kill them with kindness.
Yep.
I say, kill him with kindness or bring Arm & Hammer. No, I'm sorry. Just kidding. Project Arm & Hammer. All right, guys. Well, listen. Guys and gals, I apologize.
It's okay.
It's weird, right? But anyway, guys
I'm
and
okay
gals.
With it.
Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Did we miss anything?
Well, let's show you the Kudos kit.
Well, I saw Alyssa looking at her watch, and I don't want to keep you guys.
Oh, I wasn't looking. I don't even have a watch on.
Oh, good. She was looking at her awesome arms.
I was looking at my turquoise bracelets. Down.
She looks great.
So this is a Kudos kit. You can, if you work for a business in the area or anywhere in the nation, you can request one on our website.
Okay.
And we will send one to your business. So you can start to utilize, some of these things. These are just kind of sunglasses, but this is the Kudos sticker.
I'm so excited because I was going to ask you if I could get the little sticky pad.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, did we not bring
a
sticky
pad? We didn't bring a post-it note. We'll have someone drop one off.
We'll drop one off.
Yeah.
In the bus.
You need Project Kudos post-it notes.
Yeah, we have post-it notes, which are less sticky than these stickers.
I like those. They look cool.
But, you know, these give you a chance to write what you want to, you know, give somebody kudos for. And then we just have some other swag in here, some bumper stickers and pencils and all that fun stuff. Absolutely.
I love that.
The pencils turn colors. Are the pencils in there?
Yeah, they're like heat changing pencils.
They're kind of my fave.
They might already be.
They're changing. Yep. I already see it.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Your kids will like
kids
that.
Kids love those. Yeah.
My kids aren't getting any of this.
Yeah, this is all for you.
My swag.
Don't take it out
are
of the room.
Are these bouncy balls?
They are. They change
like
colors too.
Stress balls, kind of. They also change colors.
Cozy. I'll post pictures of all this stuff because obviously.
Great. Thank you.
I'm going to do a Facebook Live and I'll be like, hey.
We would love that.
I'm not. I should, but I'm not.
You totally should.
No. All right. Well, maybe I will. Maybe that'll be our challenge.
Yeah.
You do a Facebook
Inaugural
Live.
Inaugural Facebook Live.
Maybe you can
Project
talk about
Kudos.
My podcast on your Facebook
Live. We can do that.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Two, one small
when I say we, I
another.
Actually mean him because I'm not as good at it as
great.
He is.
Listen, I don't have a guy. I gotta have to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, I get that. I'm like I said, I told you earlier, I'm very, very lucky.
You know, the premise of this podcast was one small business helping another. So I hope this one small business was able to help your small business.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we thank you. You know what's funny is when you talk about small businesses nationwide, we are a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I say that to people, they're like, "Shell Brothers isn't a small business."
Yeah. We're a small
actually
business.
In the scheme of the country, we actually are.
Well, you're right at the. I don't know anything about business, but it seems like you're right at the point where you almost become, you know, too big. Like, you know, you still have that personal feel.
We still have the small business mentality, right. Which is cool. Yeah. And I think that Chris is always striving to maintain that feeling that we're all accessible. And, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that's great about Shell Brothers is we, you know, if a customer inquires about something or, you know, any of us will answer. You know, all the time. Someone inquired on one of our like web leads the other day and was like, I need help with my siding. And I was like, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, and we all do that.
Yeah.
So I think that makes us feel like a small business.
Well, small town, small family. Whether I'm not in the housing business, but our paths have crossed. You know, my kids go to Sussex Academy. You know,
nice.
It's a whole, you know, it's, we got to take care of one another. And my buddy Matt he would help anybody, and you know, I can't do what he used to do, but if I can do this, a small podcast and try to shine some light on little things, you know, then that's my little opportunity to help out. And so I appreciate you guys coming on.
We appreciate I hope I did you guys
some justice.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And
thank
you. If you guys have anything, whether it's Project Kudos or whatever it is, and you want to share and talk about it and spend an hour with me, please know that the door is always open for you guys, okay?
We'll come back at Christmas time for Shellville.
I heard it's moving.
It is, to Hudson Fields.
Right around the corner from you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'd love to know why. Well, I guess it's a bigger field. I guess
easier
it was getting
venue. The light show can be with the festival.
It was tight.
It was tight.
Yeah,
it was tight over there.
So, a new year of challenges.
So, you'll come back?
For sure.
Well,
we'd
thank
love
you guys.
To.
And we're going to get Chris on the show as well.
Yeah, we will.
It's weird. I'm out of my Mary Kay phase. You know, I've hit up all my friends and family.
Right. Now you got to reach out.
I got to reach out, but you know, it's a fine line. You don't want to be annoying either. And I might have sent him a message, but I don't know.
We'll get him.
I'm too scared. I saw him at Firefly. I was like, I'll ask him later.
He's not really that scary.
I know. I'm playing. He's totally cool. So guys, thank you. Thanks for the swag. I'm going to post some pictures of it.
Thank you for our hats.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool hats. Yeah. All right, guys. Until we meet again.
Sounds great.
Enjoy your summer.
You too.
You too.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Bye.